Hello and welcome to Uniper's Market Insights. Glad that you turned in again because today we want to talk about green power. My name is Florian Oberländer, and on my side, as usual, our chief analyst Gregor Pett and Matt Nunn, the director of our green power portfolio. So, gentlemen, welcome to UMI.
Thanks, Florian.
Thank you.
And of course, our audience out there already knows a lot about Gregor and me. So probably we start with you, Matt. Can you maybe share a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at this beautiful company called Uniper?
Thanks, Florian. Hi, Gregor. Yeah, well, it is a beautiful company. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been in the industry for a long time, and I did around 20 years at EDF, and before that, a bit of a stint at RWE, a company close by to us here in Düsseldorf. Mainly, my experience was in the UK B2B market, where I ran the UK B2B energy supply and PPA business. We built that into the largest PPA offtaker and B2B supplier in the UK. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I had a bit of a stint as CEO of EDF Denmark, which was quite an interesting job. And prior to that, built a B2B supply business for EDF in Poland. Mm-hmm. So it's a pleasure to be here. It's a great company, and I've been really excited about what I've seen so far.
Good deal. And recently moved to Düsseldorf.
Yeah, recently moved to Düsseldorf, and like every other middle-aged man, I'm trying to get into running and running down the Rhine in my latest midlife crisis. But that's it's a beautiful place to run, so
yeah,
nice place to live.
Absolutely, and maybe we meet sometime then. And of course, you know, highlight here that Uniper is sponsoring the Düsseldorf Marathon this year. So maybe
I'm doing the half marathon. Actually,
okay.
I'm going to do the half. Gregor, are you doing the marathon?
No.
Okay.
Beyond that point you mentioned, I tried it earlier.
Good deal. Well, Matt, you took over the green power portfolio in our commercial area.
Yeah.
Can you maybe share with our audience out there, in layman terms, what it actually means?
So we've decided that Uniper should become a leading supplier of green power. So what does that mean? Well, today already we have a position, of course. We're one of the leading suppliers of power to businesses, municipalities, public sector and resellers in Germany through Gundorf and the sales business. We've got a strong business there. Mm-hmm. We think we can scale that business. We think we can do more and become an even bigger player and more important to the German economy. But beyond Germany, we'd like to go and look at other markets as well. We haven't made any decisions just yet. But obviously, I know the UK market, and that's certainly of interest to me. Could we bring our expertise to supply businesses in that market? But of course, we need to source the power as well. So to be a leading supplier of green supply, we need to access the green power. Now, Uniper's fortunate that we have got a large generation fleet of our own assets. We generate nuclear power, we generate hydro in both Sweden and Germany. But we need to source more. So we're working with independent renewable generators now. And we enter into what we call power purchase agreements to buy the power for independent renewable generators, help get those assets built, give them a route to market. We then supply that power to businesses. So quite simply, the green portfolio is about becoming a leading buyer and seller of green power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for sharing this insight. And you mentioned PPAs. It's definitely something we have heard in the last couple of years a lot about. Gregor, you are on a lot of conventions, you talk on a lot of panels. Mm. Can you maybe share a little bit of what are the latest trends when we talk about green power?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what Matt just mentioned, it's clearly a global trend. Yeah, so the global demand in electricity is growing. Yeah, so we have seen a year-on-year growth the previous year more than 4% globally. And in Europe, for example, we've gone a little bit sideways since the pandemic, but it's now expected to pick up. So that's on the back of a couple of developments like electric vehicle charging, but also the latest trend is data centers. So in the US, the Department of Energy has estimated that a couple of years from now until 28, it will be between, well, around 10% probably, that's their demand estimate of U.S. electricity consumption is from data centers. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge trend. And we will also see that in Europe, how big it will be goes to show. The good news is that a lot of that energy is from renewable sources. And in particular, solar PV, photovoltaics, has a very big trend. And Matt mentioned the PPAs. And these very often, when it comes to renewables, are from wind, but also from solar. And globally, I mean, it's around 7% of electricity globally is produced by photovoltaics. And in the more developed countries, the US, Canada, Europe, it's approaching 10% in the next couple of years. So that's clearly a strong trend. So with this business, we are exactly in the right place.
Good, yeah, I mean, we discussed that in one of the previous episodes as well, the growing share of renewables within the energy mix. So
absolutely.
Good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Matt, can you maybe share with us what the current activities of your team are?
Yeah, well, like Greg said, we're working in a growth market, and it's nice to work in a growth market. So our job is to buy renewable energy, and there's more and more assets every day, which is great. So our market is growing. Our job is to sell renewable energy, and the demand for electricity, like Greg has said, is going up every day, particularly for zero carbon renewables and nuclear. So that's fantastic, huge growth market for us to be in. So the team spend a lot of the time looking for opportunities in the market, working with renewable generators, working with business customers, understanding their needs and how we can provide them with Uniper's products and services. So we're having a bit of success at the moment, actually. We've started to scale this business. We're winning more and more contracts, and we're seeing some momentum. So we're pleased. We think we can offer the market something. You know, Uniper's a huge global company with a strong credit rating, fantastic assets, fantastic trading skills. Mm-hmm. We can bring something both to generators and business clients, and that's what we're focused on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Gregor, of course, you know, talking about this, how does that fit into the overall picture when we talk about strategy at Uniper?
Yeah, it fits very well. I mean, as we have said, it's a growth market, so it's good to be in that growth market, and Uniper can do a couple of things. So first of all is to grow in renewables itself. So to our renewables business is a growth business in Uniper. But also when it comes to balancing the production of renewables. So in order to balance the production, we need energy storage solutions like battery storage. We also need, to a large extent, dispatchable generation like gas-fired power plants that are ready then for hydrogen later. And all of this are solutions that Uniper can provide. So both on the production of renewable energy, the procurement of more renewable energy, providing then the solutions for our customers, that is what we do. And the needs of our customers are at the center of all of that. So the needs for our customers, be it industrial customers, utilities, but also maybe data centers in the future, that is clearly where we see our future and our strategy.
Yeah, good deal. All right, Matt, can you share with us what's coming up? What are the next steps for you and your team?
Well, like I said, Florian, we're looking to become a leading provider of green power to our customers. We want to grow our activities in the B2B supply. We want to make sure we're working with more and more renewable generators to provide them with a route to market. Of course, I should mention, Uniper Renewables is a key one of our customers out there now building new solar projects, new wind projects in the UK, in Germany. Be working with them as well to ensure they've got a strong route to market. And then finally, Gregor mentioned batteries before as well. We have a strong short-term trading capability within Uniper, and we're looking to bring those capabilities to the service of battery owners through tolling agreements and all sorts of other contracts where we can work with those asset owners to help them increase value. So going forward, the focus is make sure we're generating value for Uniper, of course, but make sure we're generating value for our customers and becoming a really important part of the green transition. Mm-hmm.
And since you are leading a team and looking at the targets that you just said that you have in your team, you probably need a little bit of power behind it as well. Is there something that you would like to advertise?
So we're always looking for great people. You know, Uniper is a big, strong, growing organisation. It's been a pleasure to join there, and I would encourage people to certainly look at our website and see what opportunities are available. Mm-hmm. In particular, we're always looking for people with customer-facing experience, people who've got strong relationships with renewable generators, who might want to come and join our team to help us originate and find new customers in the market, whether that's Germany or the UK or other markets. Mm-hmm. So if that's of interest, please do get in touch.
All right. I will make sure to also link it to the external job market, and then we keep our fingers crossed.
Thanks, Flora.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for the excursion to the green power. Mm-hmm. And I hope we will discuss the outcome anytime soon. And we will keep everybody updated internally and externally about what's happening with green power at Uniper.
Thanks, Flora.
All right. Thank you.
And to you out there, thank you very much for watching or listening. Yumi is now also available on Spotify, Audible, and on Apple. So make sure to sign up for that as well. Thank you very much. And until next time, bye-bye.